9:18 on this Tuesday morning. Time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security, Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Let's talk unmanly things. So I was online and I was reading an Ask Reddit thread that really piqued my interest, and it was a question to the guys. What is something that you like to do or wear that is considered unmanly and that society tries to make you feel weird about, but you really enjoy? And the guys' answers were pretty interesting. So I want each of you guys to think of something that is considered unmanly or girly that you do or that you really enjoy that you wouldn't mind doing more of. Okay. Or perhaps something that you do but keep secret and don't make a big deal out of, but that it conforms to the old gender stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys said that he would like a bra because he's a little bit heavier and he's trying to exercise and he's running and he needs a little support up there, so he would like a sports bra.
And they make several man bras, don't they?
Yeah, several guys said, hey, they make brosiers.
They do?
Brosiers. Yeah, that are specifically for moobs. Another guy said one of his favorite hobbies is sewing, and that he gets a hard time from his friends when he talks about sewing. And he asked them, well, wait, why is it okay for you to talk about your woodworking, but I can't talk about my sewing?
I think it'd be cool to know how to sew.
He has another friend who does leather work, and that's okay, even though that is sewing leather.
Right.
But that he gets a hard time because the fabric that he's using isn't leather. The material he's sewing isn't leather.
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
Just stereotypes, just things we give a free pass to for some reason.
Think about how
we don't.
Stupid it is, though, yet all of us have it ingrained in us. When I mention it, we all get the little bit of, yeah, that is weird that he does that.
Not sewing, though. I've got a little sewing kit, and I've made small repairs on gloves or a shirt, and I've never once thought it was feminine.
Well, those are repairs, so maybe that's why you're not thinking it. Do you sew, like, just to create something? Have you done, like, a little cross-stitch poem?
No.
Of John 3:16 or something like that?
No, I don't do that.
Doesn't that seem different somehow?
Yeah, that's girly.
See? That's the problem. One guy said, I got into sewing in the Boy Scouts, of all places. I used to be made fun of and feel bad about it. My dad talked to me afterwards, after I went through, I went and threw away one of my homemade backpacks when I was made fun of it at school. For it at school. He told me, you shouldn't be ashamed of a skill. It makes you interesting. And tell those a-holes that you're self-reliant and you're not depending on other people to do things for you. You made your own backpack. And my dad gave me permission to punch someone in the face if I was made fun of. He said, I never got in a fight, but knowing I could with my dad's support, that never bothered me again, and I never cared about people making fun of me for sewing.
Yeah, that's where things get established, is in the elementary school lunchroom or playground, and what's good and what's not.
I also think it's interesting how the same thing, if you just retitle it, becomes acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Like sewing for men, that's unmanly. But you can be a tailor.
Right.
Tailoring, totally okay.
Right, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. One guy brought up that he would like to start carrying a purse. He said, purses are pretty cool. You can carry stuff around without making your pockets explode.
Gordon Keith.
Yeah, but then you got to carry something, and that's a beating.
Yeah, but how many times do I get hand mad? Which is when I'm trying to get back in the apartment, and my hands are full of stuff, and I got way too much stuff because I don't carry a bag that I can fit this stuff in. So I got to carry everything by hand.
We all go backpack, don't we?
That's the thing.
I do.
One woman said that that her husband doesn't carry a purse. He has a tactical shoulder bag.
Tactical?
So very manly. So you just take a basic purse, you relabel it tactical shoulder bag, and now we're okay with it.
Okay.
Why is that? Why do we get mad at people for practical things like that? Didn't you think it was interesting how girls could carry around basically a weekender bag?
Yep.
Yeah.
They got everything they need in that purse. And we don't.
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't get mad at those people. I'm fine. If whatever they want to do to make their life easier or more enjoyable, that's fine.
What about skirts?
The Scottish wear skirts.
That's what they're comfortable in.
They do.
But again, they call it a kilt, so therefore it's okay.
It's relabeled.
Yeah. Tactical kilt.
A tactical kilt. But don't women, I mean, some women like skirts, but wasn't it a big deal that women didn't want to wear skirts? Like they wanted to wear pants?
Hasn't the skirt kind of gone away? Don't most women now wear the yoga pants casually or some other kind of pant when they're out? I don't see as many skirts, it seems like.
I guess the backlash against dresses wasn't a practicality or a comfort thing. It was just a society expectation thing. Like they were required to wear skirts and therefore that's what they didn't want.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So it's human psychology that if we say that women can only wear pants, then they would want to wear skirts.
But skirts and dresses don't usually have pockets.
Like that's right. Do. Yes. That's why they need to put a big pocket on the front of those skirts. You know, that's what they did with kilts. You carry some little pouch thing in front that you can put your, that the old Scottish warriors used to put their cell phone in.
It was the first fanny pack.
Yeah.
Stick your bagpipes in.
Several men brought up pedicures. That they love getting pedicures.
I've never had one. I've never wanted one, but I'm okay if you want to get one.
Yeah.
Why don't you get one? It's time for you to be pampered.
I just don't need one.
How do you know? Because you have beautiful feet?
Yeah. My feet certainly don't need any help. Not trying to flaunt them.
A lot of guys mentioning that they love flowers and they love receiving flowers, and they buy flowers for themselves. Even though they live alone, they like bringing flowers home and putting them in their apartment.
Okay. Again, if that's what floats
both
your boat.
I'm watching both of you guys convince yourself in your head that it's okay. I'm seeing you fight the natural urge to judge.
Yes, I am getting a little judgy here, but it doesn't bother me again that much. Ooh. Like, I love working outdoors in the flower bed or the garden, right? So
yes,
what's the difference?
But as soon as you bring it inside, there's something weird about that.
Just don't cut the flowers.
We make no sense.
You cross the line now.
You cross the line.
You cross the line.
Here's one that I'm going to start doing. Eyeliner. I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Emo Gordo?
Yeah, Emo Gordo.
I thought you were already wearing eyeliner.
No, but I'm not opposed to it.
Don't you already wear lipstick?
I'm going to start wearing lipstick and eyeliner. Now that A-Rod says that... And didn't A-Rod...
Oh,
didn't he, what was the rebranding he did?
Oh, yeah. What did he call it?
He didn't call it...
Right. We didn't even talk about this, did we?
It was like, instead of...
About the makeup
concealer,
thing? Yeah, we talked about
it. Instead of concealer, it was called scrub or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Would you guys freak out if I was in here in eyeliner and lipstick?
I've seen you so many times in smeared lipstick that it wouldn't faze me.
Mm-hmm.
With
what
high
are you
heels.
About? Okay. So I asked you guys to think about the thing that you like that is not considered manly. And I know one for you and I, George. But I don't know one for you and me. But I don't know Craig's.
I have one, but I don't know if this is going to be that big a deal. I like to make scrapbooks.
What? Stop the show.
You like to make what?
Stop the show.
You go tear it up at Michael's or something? Like
you, as a matter of fact, Sean, yes.
You'll get really
you
cool
make scrapbooks.
And stuff.
Well, I don't make a lot of them. I just enjoy it when I do. You may remember last fall, I lost my father. I found a box of his stuff from his time in the military, in the Navy. And he was in Alaska and San Diego and Paris and all these exotic locales. And so I got all of the stuff together and I went to Michael's, Sean, and I bought a scrapbook and adhesive. And I sat down one afternoon and I went through the box and I picked out the best postcards, photos, notes, invitations, and I made a scrapbook, and I loved it.
Why did you make a scrapbook? You should have made a tactical journal.
There you go. We'll call it that.
Yeah, especially since it was chronicling his military career.
Right.
But I didn't want all that stuff just sitting in a box where we couldn't look at it.
Right.
So I enjoy scrapbooks.
You're into scrapbooking.
I like that's to make fine. Scrapbooks.
You have like a scrapbooking fine. Club or
you,
anything?
Both of you immediately got
we
judgy.
Were just, no, we were just doing it for the show. We were just, I think
all
it's
right,
fun.
George, I know yours. Are you aware of one of the things that we even rag you for this from time to time, and we shouldn't?
I'm not sure. Is it listening to what would be, I guess, perceived as like girly music? Or
boy bands?
Pop bands or boy bands?
You are into boy bands. That is true. But
I don't know.
That's
what's
not the one that I was thinking of. You love fruity drinks. You like
yes.
the traditional
yes.
drinks that,
that
girls
right.
get
yeah.
at bars.
That is right. And usually if we both order margaritas, they will come out, and my wife will have to say, no, he has the strawberry one.
Yes!
Yes, I do.
Yes!
And it's awesome. So good.
So all right, good. I have one that I've admitted to here on the air.
What's that?
And you guys gave me a hard time for it, and it really hurt
okay,
my feelings.
Okay, we need to stop this. We should give
carry,
each other a hard time.
He carried a merce for a while, remember
I did
that?
Not carry a merce.
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
I did not carry a merce.
Probably 15 years ago, you
yeah,
had a merce.
Had highlighters in it and
stuff.
And
you flaunted.
What?
Stapler.
That's called a bag. I have
it no,
right here.
It's not your delivery bag or your messenger
it.
Bag.
It had what?
It had a strap on it.
I like to take baths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful baths.
With nothing wrong with that.
I don't get judgy as though that that's not a masculine
sugar
thing.
Sugar scrub and maybe a bath bomb.
Okay, now you're inching into judgy
some
territory.
Pumpkin spice candles. And I just lay in the bath and look at my live, laugh, love sign that I have on the wall.
Is it weird that I have a Pinterest page?
Wait, wait,
whoa,
stop the show.
Stop the
hey,
show.
Stop the
you do?
Yeah.
You've been letting us come into this studio
uh-huh.
and doing a show with you, assuming that you didn't have a Pinterest page.
Right.
This is total deceit on your part.
Yeah.
I thought that was 100% for women.
What do you pin?
It's kind of cool. You know,
just little decorating ideas that you see that you like.
In fact, yeah, we're doing some redecorating, so yeah. Or kind of that way we can have a conversation about, hey, what do you think about this paint color? What do you think about this
I would
ceiling?
I think that all P1s need to look at your Pinterest page. You want to give a
no,
what your username
no,
is?
I don't. I don't.
Can you like a Pinterest page? Or
oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I get likes all the time. somebody has liked your ideas for exterior doors.
Do you hashtag?
Are you hashtagging?
I don't think I'm hashtagging right now, no.
Have you pinned a live, laugh, love sign?
But here's the, you know why? If you want to look up something, like if you're going to paint your house and you want to look at paint colors and what they look like with mm-hmm. certain...
Yes.
You will see that they throw you to Pinterest.
Yes.
So finally I just said, okay, I'll just get a Pinterest page.
I will
page.
Confess, I also have a Pinterest page.
No, you don't.
All right, all right. Let me clarify here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Claire.
The I have a Pinterest account. I don't have a page. Like, I've never pinned anything. But George is exactly right in that when I'm doing, like, an image search for things, I swear,
they throw
half the
Pinterest.
Time,
yeah.
it's like that image is only on Pinterest.
Right,
right.
So
if you
want to
have
get
other
account.
Ideas, yeah, mm-hmm. I just have an account, too. I don't pin things, really, either.
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't stepped that
be Pinterest
far.
Okay, well, I'll send you some stuff today. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and Craig, you need to send us your scrapbooking Pinterest page.
It's all okay.
It's all
fine.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Enjoy what you enjoy.
Take out the stereotypes.
Nobody judge.
Nobody judge.
Are you going to have your hooves painted?
All right, that's the corner, 9:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, more of what the Mavericks had to